So last month, just after Veterans Day, we had the Oregon Memorial Wall come through, the Veterans Memorial Wall. And on the heels of that, we get some new information about the Vietnam Veterans Wall. And Kim Pruitt is here with Spruce Point Assisted Living and Memory Care. Kim, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Now, tell me about this. Now, this is the Vietnam Veterans Traveling Memorial Wall, and it's, what, about three-fourths the size of the original wall?
Yes. Yes. It is. It has 58,313 names on it. It has a traveling educational van that comes with it that we will set up for tours with the school. So the kids will get to learn all about the wall and the artifacts that are left at the wall over the time.
Now, how did this all come to be? Did you solicit them for this?
I did. Many, many months ago. I started the process. I emailed them to see what all it took to become a host of the wall. And we filled out the sponsorship paperwork several weeks later. And then it was a waiting game to see if they picked Florence. We found out they picked Florence in November, but we could not announce it until December. They had to notify everybody else. So December, once we were able to come out with it, that's where we're at now.
What's interesting is when you look at the other cities that have been chosen, we're kind of off the beaten path from the rest of them.
We are. It hits Northern California, then us, then Southern California. And we're the only stop in Oregon that it will be.
Did they give you an indication of why they said okay to Florence? I mean,
They didn't. I just emailed them a lot with different ideas. And they said since it hasn't been here in many, many years that they chose Florence.
Well, that's a pretty cool honor, I guess. And
it's huge.
How long is it going to be here?
It's going to be here from, it arrives in Florence on April 2nd. We will have it escorted in. On April 3rd, we start to put it up. And then April 4th, it's open to the public, 4th to the 7th. And then on the 7th, we will take it down.
Now, when it comes here, this is something that I imagine costs some money to bring in here?
It costs a lot of money. It costs $10,000 to bring it. We have to make payments for the next couple months to get it here. So we're looking for all kinds of sponsors.
Now, what will it take, I mean, to get a sponsorship? I mean, are you looking for like one main one and then some smaller ones? Are you looking for four equal ones or 10,000 individual ones?
We're looking for whatever we can get. You know, we would love to have a couple big ones, but at this point, it's whoever wants to be part of it.
Now, how do you begin reaching out to some of the entities in order to get the sponsorships? What have you been doing?
I have been going business to business, handing out flyers and sponsorship packets. I've been putting on Facebook about our information on there, and also I've been working with Cal and Wayne from the Oregon Coast Museum so we can get the information out that way.
Now, I mean, obviously, we are a huge community that supports veterans here.
Yes.
In Florence. How important is this for us to have?
I think it's huge. I think it's our way of saying thank you to each and every veteran out there and to the names that's on the wall. I think it's a huge thing.
Now, when the wall is set up, do they have like a map or something for people that are looking for specific names or want to find somebody?
Actually, how that works is the volunteers that will be sitting at the wall will have an app that's downloaded on their phone. So if somebody comes in looking for a name, maybe all they have is a nickname, they can input that information and help narrow it down to the person that they're looking for. It's kind of cool.
And you mentioned there, too, another thing other than money you need is you need volunteers for this. This requires a lot of volunteers. Isn't it like a 24/7 coverage of this?
Yes. Once the wall is put up on the 3rd, once it's taken down and put up, we will need 24/7 volunteers. The wall can never be left alone. So we're looking at approximately 150 volunteers, 25 to put it up, 25 to take it down, and then the time that it's up.
And now this is a pretty big display. where did you find a place to house it?
Over the months, we came up with different ideas, and we worked with Cynthia on this. She Google mapped a lot of areas that we came up with. The one area that they approved was one of the fields on the high school. So it will be displayed there at the high school. In one of the fields, we're not definite which one it is, but it will be there.
All right. And again, let's give the dates that this is coming. You said it's going to arrive here April 2nd, and it'll be escorted in by police and fire, or how is that?
I'm working with some disabled veteran motorcycle groups to help bring it in. And then, so it comes in on the 2nd, it leaves on the 7th of April.
Okay, so it'll actually be up the 4th, 5th, and 6th. I imagine there'll be some teardown time.
It'll be up, actually, it comes in on the 2nd, and it'll start going up on the 3rd. At that time, it's the schools. We do the tours with the schools. From the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, it's open to the public. And then on the 7th in the afternoon is when we'll tear it down.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm glad you thought of this idea. I mean, it's really cool that, you know, that I'm sure a lot of work has gone into this on your end of it, you know, putting this all together. How can people get a hold of you if they would like to be a sponsor or would like to help some way monetarily?
They can call me at Spruce Point. My number is 541-997-6111. Or they can email me, kim.pruitt@avalonseniorliving.com.
All right, it's the Vietnam Veterans Traveling Wall, and 58,000, how many is the exact number?
58,313 names.
All right, and that's coming to Florence in April. And folks, if you have the opportunity or if you have some money set aside for charitable things, this would be a great thing to put that to. Kimberly, thank you so much. I know Kim,
you don't
like the Kimberly.
I know.
You grow up with that. I had a cousin that was Kimberly, and she only liked Kim. She didn't like the whole thing.
I only heard Kimberly when I was in trouble.
Yeah, well, you're not in trouble now.
Okay.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you.
Coming up next on the January edition of Our Town, we'll be talking with Ned Hixon and Chantel Meyer regarding the year in review, 2018. We'll kind of get a more in-depth look at what happened last year and, well, maybe what we can expect for this year. Although, who can predict the news? All that coming up next on the January edition of Our Town.